USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Newly released police records show that law enforcement made frequent visits to the suspect in the 4th of July shooting in Highland Park, Illinois. The records show that between 2009 and 2014, that there were domestic disputes between Robert Cremo III and his parents, which included verbal and physical abuse. The reports also detail moments of intoxication and multiple escalating arguments. There has been additional scrutiny as of late after it was learned that Cremo's father signed off on a form to allow his son to own a gun. Elon Musk wants out of his $44 billion deal to buy Twitter. According to a letter from a lawyer found in an SEC filing, the company has not responded to Musk's request for information concerning fake or spam accounts. The deal was announced 3 months ago. Wall Street finished this week in the win column. This is USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes or overweight or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
Though the numbers were mixed on Friday, it was a pretty good day for Wall Street for the most part. The indexes squeaked out its third weekly win out of the last 14, and the jobs report provided a pleasant surprise.
The Bureau of Labor Statistics is reporting Friday that 372,000 jobs were added in June to American non-farm businesses. That number did beat expectations. The unemployment rate stayed unchanged at 3.6%.
USA Radio's Lance Pry from the West Coast. Arizona's Republican governor has signed off on a law that restricts how the public can record police officers. The law makes it illegal to knowingly record officers 8 feet or closer without the officer's permission. Someone on private property, even with the owner's consent, can still be told to stop recording if a police officer finds that they are interfering or the area is not safe. The measure was opposed by civil rights and media groups. You are listening to USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
Oathkeepers leader Stuart Rhodes wants to testify publicly before the House Select Committee investigating the January 6th attack. He's currently behind bars awaiting sentencing. British Defense Minister Ben Wallace says he will not run to replace Boris Johnson as Conservative Party leader and the country's next prime minister. He said he did so after careful consideration and discussing it with colleagues and family. Wallace was seen as the favorite by some after Johnson resigned Thursday after enduring several ethics scandals. A Florida man will spend the next 20 years in a federal pen for providing support to ISIS.
The Justice Department announced Romeo Langhorn was sentenced in a case dating back to 2014. In his guilty plea, the 32-year-old man admitted to using social media accounts to voice his support for the terrorist group. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Legendary guitarist Carlos Santana has postponed his next six shows. His team says he needs more time to recover after collapsing at a performance near Detroit, attributing the incident to serious heat exhaustion and dehydration. Shows on the Miraculous Supernatural Tour have been postponed in Noblesville, Indiana, Cincinnati, Milwaukee, Rogers, Arkansas, Dallas, and Woodland, Texas. All tickets will be honored for the rescheduled dates. The 74-year-old is doing well, says his manager. Find USA Radio News wherever you get your podcast. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.